You're on your own now. I can't help you any further. Do your best. That's all any of us can do. Or do your worst. That's good, too, sometimes. Can't do your best. Do your worst. Okay, here's a warning to purchasers of self-driving cars. They tend to keep going without the self-parking option. Well, what do you know?
Live from Omaha, Nebraska to Rochester, New York, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, singer-songwriter Stephen Kellogg takes the stage, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who can spell canadle, it's Michael Feldman.
Canadle. Capital K, capital N, capital A. Oh. That was the winning word on the spelling bee. Fortunately, it was in New York, so the kid could spell it. In Sheboygan, you'd get that wrong, probably. Well, it's German. It's probably German. They probably could do it then. Sheboygan. But I'm thinking too much, and I'm thinking out loud. I didn't realize this was actually out loud. I was just reacting to canadle, which, is, by the way, is never singular. Because a canadle is basically a matzo ball. I'm sure you knew this. You never see a single matzo ball. They're never alone. They're always in packs. Schools. Okay, canadelach, then, is actually the plural. It means a bunch of canadles. Or Canadians, you can call them. Same thing. Okay, anyhow, and all the news that isn't... Michelle Bachmann returns to her native soil, leaving the Tea Party with just the front half of the horse. Please, I'll have to clear the room. Let's continue. I'll clear my throat. Okay, that's better. 6 billion simoleons laundered through Sims' house party. The Chinese baby... Was it suicide? Oh. No? Oh, you're groaning. I'm sorry. Walmart, everyday highly toxic waste, but made in the USA. That's the good news. Huh? On the Ryson pen pal front, a guy in Shreveport with a load of castor beans and his F-150 on the lawn. Shouldn't be too hard to find. Okay. Page 2. Ann Romney says she's very, very partial to Paul Ryan and in every way. The Chinese buy Paula Deen. Obama and Christie in another taffy pull on the Atlantic City boardwalk to cries of, get a room! The main dance instructor gets 10 months for a Zumba Boomba Boomba. Zumba, boomba, boomba. That slays them in Kennebunk. Okay, doesn't matter. John McCain rejected as a Syrian rebel volunteer for medical reasons. With Nike out of the picture, Livestrong to go with ball jar rubbers. A little harder to get on. Travelers to Mars advised to pack 1 million SPF sunblock. And, of course, your Oakleys. You're only going to want those. And bring them with you, because there's no stores, actually, yet, so unless you're actually going to stock a store. The 100 millionth iPod sold, which brings the total up to $10 in taxes. Guns labeled environmentally friendly go unsold. Interesting. Or not. Former Senator Bob Dole says he would not hold the current Republican Party's pen. Page 3. We're almost through this. Thank you very much.
That was a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you. It's all for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. They just have to sit through it while I do this for you. $600 for a Stones ticket, you know, with the oxygen tank rental. comes to quite a pretty penny for an evening. For the more sophisticated taste, Google under glass. Google under glass. Okay, no? All right. Don't take it out. Not too late. I can take that out. The lunar industry steps up efforts to catch up with the solar industry. They're staying up nights, but they'll do it. Asteroid misses Earth by so much it's laughable. The rise in consumer confidence is personal, not related to the economy. It was just a nice day and the kids weren't yelling. UPS to go with big brown drones. The cruise passenger bill of rights, you can jump, eat the buffet before it spoils, or take your chances on a dinghy. And finally, it is now possible for gay young men to be openly Boy Scout. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much, and good night. Happy Wall of Shame to see you.